teranga marie, orangi nui e tui honei, o papa tuanuku e takatonei, o te taiao e afinei ia tātou, tihei mauri ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
This week I spoke to tutor and PhD student at the University of Canterbury, Ngāri Skartutsi, about her eClean bioreactor technology, which cleans contaminants from water. Her specialty area is integrating mātauranga Māori, traditional and contemporary Māori knowledge, with scientific research. Skartutsi has just been given a grant of $150,000 from Astrolab to build a prototype of the bioreactor, which she has been developing for the past 15 years. I began by asking her what started her off on this journey.
I used to live in Australia and I used to work in commercial aquaculture. So we used to breed fish in hatcheries and closed systems. So as you're aware, when you breed fish, the water gets really dirty. So I worked on the filter side of it, and that's kind of where the technology originated from the filters from big fish farms.
And so your technology is called an eClean bioreactor. I was wondering if you could explain a bit how it works.
Well, it's a passive system, so the water just flows into it. And inside the system, it's got a microbiome, which is like a bacterial community. So there's a lot of, I've got media and then I've got all this bacteria in there. And so the water flows into the system and then there's all these reaction chambers where all different types of species of bacteria work together. And then they remove nitrates, phosphates and other contaminants from the water and they return clean water back into the system.
Just talking about those nitrates and phosphates, etc., that it's removing, why are those a problem and how have they got there in the first place?
Well, the problem is any type of intensive dairy farming, any type of intensive agriculture, and even from urban development, there's a lot of effluent that enters waterways, and there's a lot of fertilizer and other chemicals that are entering the waterways. And once they dilute, the effluent becomes nitrates, and those nitrates and phosphates cause algal blooms. And also they're quite toxic for both fish species and for human health. So they've become quite an issue now because we've got such a concentration of them in all waterways globally. Yeah, so it's a global issue.
And speaking of it being a global issue, what is the extent that you could see for this technology being used?
Yeah, we're planning to roll it out globally. So we're planning to start here in Canterbury. We'll start our manufacturing next year, if all things go to plan, and then we'll roll it out over Canterbury and then New Zealand, and then hopefully we'll go global.
So where are you trialling it at the moment?
Well, our plans are to trial it. We've got a river site on the Avon, and we plan to do one dairy farm, one horticultural setup, and maybe one of the big co-ops, the dairy farm, the irrigation co-ops water. We're looking at four trials in total.
And so if the idea being that these would be put in rivers off people's farms, is that going to be quite costly for farmers?
No. So the whole design to the system is that the units are affordable, modular, and they're really easy to manufacture and easy to set up. So there's two types of systems. We've got an edge of field, which you just drop next to a water source. And depending on how much water you need to use, you just bank them one next to the other. Or for larger bodies of water, we've got a floating one. And that's modular too, so they clip on and they just get bigger in the water. So no, for an average dairy farm, a unit would cost them between $50,000 and $60,000. And that'll remove enough nitrates to mean that they don't have to reduce their stocking units under the new compliance obligations here in Canterbury.
I wanted to jump back to when you were talking about depending on how much water you have is how many you put in. How far apart do these have to be spaced? How many would you see in a typical river?
Well, these units to date, until we get some more R&D done on them, they're designed for low flow environments. So low flow environments are like farm drains on farms, low flow rivers like, you know, the Avon, or for dams or smaller lake systems. And for instance, on the Avon you'd have one, let's say, every kilometre or half a kilometre.
So these units are sitting on the riverbank or on the surface of the river. I was just wondering how, with that filtering process, does it have any kind of effect on the naturally occurring microinvertebrates in the river? Do they get affected?
Yeah, they do. It improves water quality. So what it does is it improves the biodiversity. A lot of the biodiversity is able to, if it has gone, it's able to return, and it improves the quantity and quality of the biodiversity that's around.
I'm aware now with this grant that you've received, you have 12 weeks to build your prototype. How is that going? That seems like a short space of time.
It is a short space of time, but I've done it before, so it's not something that I'm just being told, look, this is the first time you do it and you've got to do it. So because I worked in aquaculture, we used to build similar type units all the time. So yeah, it's not too much of an ask. And I've got a really good team that's going to work with me to help me on this project.
And because I know that this is the culmination of 15 years of work for you, that must feel pretty incredible that it's finally coming to fruition.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and it's the timing too. When I first started this research, water quality was important, but it wasn't like a really big issue. Now, especially here in New Zealand, in Aotearoa, water quality is now a really big issue. Nitrates is just a massive issue. So yeah, it's really cool, the timing of all of this.
I was so interested that your PhD or your bachelor's was in Indigenous science. And I was wondering how you combine Mātauranga Māori with Western science in your research.
Well, the foundation of my research is Mātauranga Māori. So I begin the research from that side, right? And then I basically use both Mātauranga Māori and Western science to form the basis of my research. So I pull from both knowledge bases as I form my research. So both forms of knowledge are valid. And yeah, it's working really well. They fuse together quite well and they actually complement each other.
And would you be able to give us an example of how you incorporate Mātauranga Māori?
Within Māori thought, we've always had this way of classifying water, water classification. So we have terms like waimati, which means, you know, bad water or sick water. We have waimāori, which means normal water. So I'm able to use those traditional water classification systems within my research to show how the water is, the water quality. I'm able to match that up against contemporary water quality standards.
What do you think these two sources of knowledge could learn from each other?
I think the big thing from a Western scientific point of view is that Mātauranga Māori and Te Ao Māori is holistic. So it encompasses everything and there's no compartmentalising of Te Ao Māori. So I think that's really important for Western science to realise that. Moving forward, when we research, we should be researching interdisciplinary research that's incorporating all types of science within the way that we research.
Solutions like these are much needed, but I can also see how some would be hesitant that technologies such as this represent a kind of ambulance at the bottom of the cliff approach, and it could allow agriculture to continue kind of as business as usual without tackling the root of the problem.
Yeah, I do see what you mean, but I mean, we're all still working towards a sustainable solution. So I understand that, yes, business as usual. But I think that the key thing to remember is that everyone's becoming more environmentally conscious now. It's just part of our everyday, you know, it's just part of what we do. So farmers are now taking a lot more care and thought in their daily practices around the environment. And I think that's probably the key takeaway. You know, these technologies, yes, they're going to help farmers to practice as usual, but farmers are still changing the way that they manage their everyday farms to become more environmentally conscious. With any of these technologies, you know, we need a whole heap of tools in our basket to improve water quality. It's not just one technology that's going to be the answer to everything. It's a multitude of technologies and it's changing the way that we interact with the environment. All of that's going to add up together and help us to improve water quality.
That was Ngāti Eskartutsi talking about her eClean bioreactor. This incredible piece of technology won her the overall winner in the University of Canterbury Centre for Entrepreneurship Summer Startup Showcase earlier this year. She now has just 12 weeks to build her prototype, and all going to plan, we may soon be seeing these in lakes and rivers across the world.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Māori Ora. Thanks, Bronnie. And before we proceed, we had a call asking